This is the Art of Dental Finance and Management podcast brought to you by Art Wiederman, CPA with Ide Bailey. Whether it's taxes and investing or planning wisely, Art is the expert to make your dental practice profitable. At Ide Bailey, what inspires you inspires us. We provide a suite of accounting and advisory services dedicated to the total care of your practice. Visit our website to access our tools and resources tailored for dentists, idebailey.com/dentist. That's idebailey.com/dentist. This podcast is distributed with the understanding that Art Wiederman, CPA, and Ide Bailey, LLP are not rendering legal, accounting, or other professional advice. Listeners should consult with their business advisors before acting on any of the information or opinions shared. If you have questions and or feedback, make sure to email Art over at awiederman@idebailey.com. That's A-W-I-E-D-E-R-M-A-N at E-I-D-E-B-A-I-L-L-Y.com. You can also give Art a call at 657-279-3243. Without further delay, here's your host, Dental CPA Art Wiederman.
And hello, everyone, and welcome to a very, very special edition of the Art of Dental Finance and Management podcast with Art Wiederman, CPA. I'm your host, Art Wiederman. Welcome to my podcast, and I get to say something today that I don't normally get to say. They say it never rains in Southern California. Well, on this Wednesday afternoon, it is raining pretty hard here in my neck of the woods, and it's going to rain for the next couple of days. We need the rain, but I have a very special conversation that I'm going to have today. I get to talk to some of the top people in dentistry, not only on the clinical side, but also on the being involved in the profession side. My guest today is the current president of the California Dental Association, Dr. Max Martinez. I've known Dr. Martinez for a long, long time. Dr. Martinez is just one of the finest humans you're ever going to meet. Not only is he a fabulous clinician and has given back to the profession, but he is involved in so much charity work. And it's one of the reasons I've been so proud to be a dental CPA for the last 40 years. We're going to talk to Dr. Martinez about, you know, just some words of wisdom, what's going on in the profession. He's talking to dentists every single day. He is seeing what the challenges are. And I do want to spend some time talking about getting involved in organized dentistry. Doctors, you know, I know that life is hard. I mean, I know that you run a practice, and I know you have kids, and you have spouses, and you have friends. You're trying to have some fun along the way, and you're trying to keep up with all of the new technology and all the clinical advances and, you know, this and that and the other thing. But I'll tell you what, this profession is very different than when Dr. Martinez started and when I started. We both graduated college about the same time, and we'll talk about that. And it's just very different, and there is a lot more challenges. And it's so important today, doctors, for you to get involved in your profession, to be involved in organized dentistry. Now, you don't have to vie to be the president of the CDA or the president of the ADA or the AGD, but getting involved in your local neighborhood dental society is going to help you pay it forward, and it's going to help make your profession better. We're going to talk about a lot of that today. But first, I want to thank my incredible marketing partner, Decisions in Dentistry Magazine, www.decisionsindentistry.com. Over 140 CE courses, best clinical content in their magazine on the planet. That you're going to find, please go to their website, again, www.decisionsindentistry.com. We've just completed our live seminars on behalf of the Orange County, Harbor, and San Gabriel Valley Dental Societies. And we are going to have a four-part webinar series, which is starting, and please mark your calendars, on April the 23rd. From 6 to 8 p.m. What we're going to be doing is we're going to be doing an hour of clinical CE for each of these four webinars and an hour of business CE. So the first one, I am so honored to tell everyone that our clinical speaker is Dr. Sherilyn Sheets, who's a prosthodontist in Newport Beach, California. Many of you know who Sherilyn is. She's, beyond amazing. And she's going to be giving an hour of clinical CE. And then we're going to have Ben Tuinay. One of the things that Dr. Martinez and I are going to be talking about today is we're going to be talking about the issues dealing with insurance. And Ben Tuinay is one of the national experts in getting better reimbursements and how to change your relationship with insurance if you choose to do that. And we're going to have other great speakers in August, October, and then November, when we're going to again do our year-end update. And we are also, and please keep listening to this podcast, we are here recording in February of 2025. And at some point in 2025, the Trump administration and Congress are going to get to a tax reform bill. And that's because the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act of 2017, they will become permanent at the end of this year unless something is done. So something will be done. And I've already talked to our local dental societies and the CDA, and we will be doing a special webinar as soon as there is final legislation passed. So last thing before I get to Dr. Martinez, if you have a need for a dental CPA, we got you covered. Please call me 657-279-3243 or email me at A. Wiederman, that's A-W-I-E-D-E-R-M-A-N, at Eidbailey, Eidbailly.com. And if you're interested in the seminar for the 23rd, go ahead and contact me.
Be sure to check out our new Eidbailly podcast, Ebb and Flow, a business podcast providing inspired insight on issues and trends the middle market faces. Hear unique business stories, get answers to frequently asked and unasked questions, and understand business topics that matter to you. Available now on your favorite podcast platform.
I am so excited to have my good friend, Dr. Max Martinez, who is the president of the California Dental Association, on with me. Dr. Martinez is a practicing dentist, just like everybody listening to this podcast, or most people listening. He practices in Paramount, California. He is a member and former president of the Harbor Dental Society. And again, we're going to talk to Dr. Martinez about what's going on in dentistry and what he's seeing. And I can tell you that Dr. Martinez is just an incredible, incredible man. He's got involved in all kinds of charitable activities. Among them, he's been on the Cerritos College Educational Advisory Board, the Paramount Chamber of Commerce, which he was president three times, one of the original board members of the Paramount Education Program, a member of the Gateway Cities Partnership Board, the Elk Student of the Month Chairman, Most Valuable Citizenship Chairman, not to mention involvement in PTA while his kids were growing up. And he and his family have donated time performing dentistry for underprivileged in programs such as LA Care, RAM, and he's helped organize a free dental clinic in Paramount for the children's and adults. Otherwise, he doesn't do a whole lot to be charitable. And most importantly, Dr. Martinez, you are a graduate of the California State University of Long Beach, as am I, which is why you're on this podcast. Welcome to the Art of Dental Finance and Management.
Well, thank you, Art. As long as I've known you, and again, I am honored to be here with you. You have always been one of my mentors throughout all of my career. And to find out that you are a Cal State Long Beach graduate, that makes me actually even exceptionally more proud. And maybe that's why we got along so well throughout these years. So I thank you for letting me be here. And yeah, go Beach.
Oh, I mentioned dirtbags when we were talking before we turned on the record button, but I guess that's the baseball team. But yeah, no, I used to go to Long Beach State basketball games. I graduated, 2 years after you did. But it's great to have you on the podcast. First of all, thank you for everything you've done for your community. Thank you, everything that you've done for organized dentistry and obviously becoming president of CDA. Now, first of all, CDA has over 27,000 members, right?
Exactly. There are over 27,000 members. We are the largest state association in the entire country. And number two is New York, and they have less than half of what we have. So we definitely are the largest and the strongest and of course, the best.
That's right. But you're not biased in any way.
No, I'm not. I understand. Of course, not at all.
I want to start before we get into some of the things we're going to talk about is, as everybody knows, this podcast is going to be recorded, is going to be published sometime in March. On January 7th of the absolutely horrific and terrible wildfires we suffered here in Southern California, and the two communities, Pacific Palisades, as well as Altadena, were just absolutely devastated. And I know you've been very involved in the response that the CDA has given. We have too. And talk a little bit about what CDA is doing to help the dentists. I know that there are many, many dentists who have been compromised either by loss of their practice, partial disruption of their practice, and loss of their homes. Talk a little bit about what CDA is doing.
Yeah, it's been devastating. The poor people that have lost their homes or lost their offices, you've never seen anything like that. And that's one of the reasons you were talking about joining organized dentistry. We're a whole family. We're all dentists. We're all, you know, in a dental profession. And when things like this happen, you know, we all come together. These fires have been devastating. As you know, that under the California Dental Association umbrella, we have the TDIC insurance company. That is called TDIC because it's the dentist insurance company. And right away from the very first day, TDIC started mapping out the road of and how the fires were going and figuring out which offices were going to be affected even before. Before even anybody called TDIC, we sent adjusters out there right away to see, you know, how we could help. And it was really funny because we also told our colleagues that even if they were not TDIC policyholders for CDA, to tell their colleagues to meet with us. So we could at least help them. So you didn't have to be a member. And they, one of their comments was like, wait a minute, you are here, but nobody called you. And we're trying to get a hold of our insurance company and we're having problems with there. But you know what? When you're insured by a dentist owned insurance company, you know, you do that. Number two, several years ago, we formed a wildfires fund when the Palisades fires were here. And so because of this fire, we started that up again. Unfortunately, it's been tough. People though have been very, very generous. As about a couple weeks ago, in individual donations, we had approximately $38,000, $39,000 in donations from the individual donors. Dentists and any individual entity, just like you and I. But, you know, we had 60 applications at the time for some relief and it's just a small relief to get them through until the insurance comes in and other entities come in. But not only for dentists, but for the dental staff also. And so, like I said, we received 60 applications in the tune of over $280,000. So, wow. we're a little short. One of the greatest things, though, are here, just not only California, other state associations are stepping up and donating quite a bit. I'm just going to use one state, an example, Hawaii. Hawaii just went through a devastating fire a year ago.
Lahaina.
They've already stepped up and donated a good amount to our wildfires here. And their association, their membership is smaller than some of our components or societies here in California. And they stepped up and do that. But, you know, we've gotten from Arizona, from Oklahoma, and other states. So we as dentists have really come together to try to help these people. But yes, Art, we've been reaching out. I have friends, colleagues, and you know what, Art? It has hit home. We all here in California or even around the nation know somebody or have a family member that have lost a home or an office. So
yes,
it's definitely
several. I know several. So, doctors, I can tell you that the CDA Foundation, which is a wonderful, wonderful organization, has on their website a mechanism, if you are so inclined, to donate to help the dentists here in Southern California who have been devastated. And again, you know, if you just think, well, they have insurance, yeah. Well, they may not have enough insurance, or they have, and insurance doesn't cover everything. And there's all kinds of things. So, Dr. Martinez, there is a way that folks listening to this podcast, and we have folks in all 50 states that listen, if they so choose, can give to this. It's on the website, right?
It's on the website. Go on www.cda.org, and right on the front screen, there's a place that will lead you to the Wildfire Foundation and the California Dental Association Foundation that will make it easy to donate. So and here, you know, anything you can donate, you know, they'll be greatly appreciated, and we got to take care of our own.
Well, and that also, by the way, when I was looking at Naho Khan is the totally awesome president of the San Gabriel Valley Dental Society, and I saw her list. Doctors, if you are so inclined, you can donate dental supplies. You can donate, I mean, because the doctors all need that. Some of the doctors that lost their offices or had smoke damage to their office, you and I were talking about that a little earlier, Dr. Martinez. You know, they have found other offices to practice in, and they need, you know, they need supplies, and they need, you know, N95s and all this kind of stuff. So if you're so inclined, to go and do that.
As I said before, it's not only dentists can apply for this relief fund, but the staff. If my office burns down, my staff doesn't have work. They don't have anywhere to go. So
they're unemployed.
Right. So there's, you know, things like that. That's a good example that, you know, we're helping out not only the dentists, but also the staff. So
absolutely.
Yes.
Well, I will tell you one thing, and then I want to move on. You know, I've dealt with TDIC for years and years and years, and I've helped several dentists over my career as a CPA when we're trying to figure out what their lost profits are and what their losses are. And my goodness, every single time, you know, I mean, there are insurance companies, like you say, they're not returning phone calls. CDA has always been incredibly responsive, incredibly helpful, and incredibly generous to our member dentists. So if you're insured through TDIC, you're very, very fortunate. So Dr. Martinez, in the business, I do work with a lot of dentists, and I hear stories of how and why they became a dentist. Tell us your journey. Tell us your story.
Well, you know, Art, first of all, years ago, I would have never imagined that I'd be sitting here, you know, as president of, you know, one of the most amazing and finest association there is, in my belief, and also getting interviewed by one of my mentors, you know, someone that I've looked up to during my entire career.
So is it $5 or $10 that I have to give you for that comment? No, you're so kind.
You've given me a lot in my entire, you know, careers, but no, I'm overwhelmed with gratitude and honor and humility, you know, just being present, because you normally don't see a kid with my childhood background, a kid with a poor and humble upbringing in this position. Art, I don't know if you knew this, and I don't put this out, you know, a lot, but, you know, I was the first high school graduate, my entire family.
Oh, that's
then
wonderful.
To go on to college, Cal State Long Beach, and then go further and receive the prestigious doctorate degree from Georgetown University in Washington, D.C., to one of the greatest professions there is, as I told you. I guess, you know, here you asked me, you know, why be a dentist, or what got me into dentistry. It started as a childhood dream. I think I decided to become a dentist. I was kind of one of those weird kids, I guess. But I wanted to become a dentist since I was in eighth grade. And mostly, you know, even though we weren't very well off, you know, I need to thank my mom and dad. You know, I hope my mom and dad are proud of me for inspiring me and showing me by example, you know, the concept of hard work. And there's nothing you cannot accomplish without hard work. I won't lie to you. It was not an easy road, but the hard work and perseverance and the many blessings from above. Here I am, Art.
Well, I've been reading a book about grit that I got from one of my friends at our Academy of Dental CPAs. And one of the main concepts about grit is perseverance. And, nothing in life is easy. I am honored to have spent my 40-year career working with dentists and wonderful people like yourselves that make me come to work every day. And it's great. And to hear your story and, anybody can do anything in this life. I've told my two boys, you can do anything in this life if you put your mind to it. And you put your mind to it, obviously. Let's talk about, you've been a member of your dental society probably since you got started. How has your dental society membership supported you over the years?
Oh, I know there's a lot of people out there that sit there and go, well, what does my dental society do for me, or what does ADDA do for me, and you know what? Maybe way back then, I was one of those that I wanted to know what we did, but our society, your the CDA. They're there for you. They've always been very supportive, no matter what you needed. When you graduate from school, you don't get taught. I wish again that you had people like you. I wish we had people like you in dental school that would teach you about the business of dentistry. So when you get out there, you kind of feel lonely. You buy a practice, the connections that I've made is totally invaluable. CDA is always, probably the most important benefit is the advocacy that CDA accomplishes in legislation, because we need that. They are always lobbying for our profession and most of all, the oral care of our health. A good example was being the success of Prop 35, a bill that was just passed. CDA was there, and that's going to bring millions of dollars for oral health of our population in California. And not only here, oral health, billions of dollars. This Prop 35 is going to bring billions of dollars for other health programs.
But for those people that don't know what Prop 35 is, maybe give an overview of what it is.
The Prop 35 is an MCO tax, and it's a tax that the managed care insurance companies are already paying. It's not that they're going to get charged anymore. It's a fund. It was put out there, and it was put out there for those funds to go into healthcare and be matched with federal funding. It was supposed to be used for that, but the entity was going to end, this coming year, where then our governor could use that money for anything else. And of course, in the last couple of years, our governor's had a hard time balancing the budget. And so, they came to us and go like, wait a minute, we need to grab some of that money. And, and that would be taken away from, again, these benefits oral health benefits and just in general health benefits that these dollars would go to. So this prop, this bill came up that it could only be used for healthcare. And it was funny that both Democrat and Republican, both Assembly and Senate, actually was going, they said, yeah, this is a great thing. Cause again, there was no new tax or anything like that. It was the upper echelon that, we won't mention any names, of course, but that needed the money to use for something else to balance our budget. And we said, no. And it passed by, I believe, over 60, almost close to 70%. So, and CDA had a lot to do with that.
I know a lot of the people at CDA. I mean, I work with Matt Nelson. Like, for example, if you have a management question and you don't have a consultant, Matt Nelson is a dental consultant. He's been on my podcast. Katie Fernelli, one of my dear friends at CDA. I love Katie. You guys do this Now and Next seminar You're going around the state doing that. And you have HR people. You have all kinds of wonderful people at CDA. So how did you get involved in leadership? How did you get into the leadership of, you said three-time president of Harbor. And, Harbor has their executive director, Kristen Avina, is just,
exceptional.
Off the charts, exceptional lady. But how did you get involved in leadership?
Actually, as far as dental leadership, I was an ASDA member, which is the American Student Dental Association. It was a student membership of the American Dental Association. But as soon as I graduated, I immediately joined the American Dental Association and then the California Dental Association. And then my assigned, California Dental Associated Component or Society. When purchasing my practice, of course, returning to my humble community where I grew up in over 35 years ago, I joined the Harbor Dental Society. And so I guess I should thank Harbor or maybe blame Harbor for allowing me to begin my dental profession leadership. No, I thank him. But actually, Art, to tell you the truth, I did not start my dental professional leadership till later in life. You see, in prior years, as you commented, I concentrated and was extremely active in my community. I was trying to change the world. I was changing the strained relationships within the entities of my community and my city and help bring these entities to work together as a team, which was no easy feat. I was trying to develop an education program to raise the education opportunities in my poor community. For kids like me, growing up, I sat on and chaired several community boards. And in addition to this, I coached Little League Baseball in Long Beach for 18 years.
I did too. Yep. I'm a huge baseball fan,
but
huge, helping young people. Yep. For a second, talk about, we have young dentists that listen to this podcast. Maybe they're under 5 or under 10 years out and they've got student loan debt. They're trying to get started. Maybe they're buying a practice. Maybe they're associating. Maybe they're working at a job they like or they don't like. What is the benefit for young people? What can CDA and their local societies do to help younger people at the beginning of their career?
From the beginning, you're absolutely right. You need to be part of organized dentistry and not just be part of organized dentistry, but don't wait as long as I did to go into leadership. Because you can't do it alone. As much as you try, like I said, when you graduate and then let's say you take over an office, I remember when I bought my office, it can get lonely, your associate leaves. Now, what do you do? Not really knowing what to do sometimes. You got to find those mentors and being part of organized dentistry. There's a lot of mentors. You're one of them, Art. You got to find your tribe. You should not do it alone. You'll always be supporting each other through crisis. Again, we just talked about a good example was these recent wildfires here in Southern California. How CDA, TDIC, and all those social leaders are reaching out to those, in need. And you know what, Art? I think one of the biggest reward that I received as a volunteer leader is that you create these friendships. I'll even call it create long life relationships. Not just friends, but those close, valuable relationships that will last forever. You become a family, people that will be there for you and you'll be there for them through tough times and happy times. And especially when you're starting a practice, that means a lot. You can reach out to people, mentors, you can reach and not just dentistry, no matter what time of day, believe me, I've lent a ear at 2 o'clock in the morning with one of those, young or one of those friends that you connected with when they were going through some major crisis. So, Art, I would probably have never met you if it wasn't that, you have always been an advocate for CDA and big contributor to organized dentistry. So, personally, I thank you for that. But, I think young dentists definitely should join organized dentistry and they will definitely practice differently and have mentors and make your profession a lot more fun.
Yeah. I mean, some of the people that are at Harbor with you, I'll cite two of them, Dr. Green and Dr. Melnick. I mean, two of the just in most finest. I mean, Phil Melnick is, I've known Phil for 40 years, and Phil is, I mean, he would give you the shirt off your back.
Yep.
He has personally, when I talked to him about my boys, and I mean, he says, let me help them. I want to, and he actually has met both of my sons and has talked to them and given them some advice on that. I mean, that's the type of people that are in leadership. I want to get into a little bit about, I mean, you, as the president of the largest dental society by like double anywhere in the country, you're talking to dentists every single day. You're talking to dentists, you know, in San Diego, in Orange County, Los Angeles, Sacramento, San Jose, Fresno, all over the place. What are some of the biggest challenges that people are telling you? What are you hearing?
Oh, my God. How much time do we have?
I know. I that was a loaded question. We got a little time.
No. We must admit that, you know, our profession is living in some of the most challenging times. You know, our next few years is going to be a battle. And there seems to be no finish line. I think starting off, dental benefits will continue to be the most important issue to tackle. The work that our policy and advocacy team does in partnership with our GAC, our Government Affairs Council, to bring awareness to the challenges, while also chipping away at the most impactful issues, has to be on the top of the list. The pressure from the insurance companies are making dentists feel like they're losing their autonomy on how we should treat our patients. Why should we let insurance companies dictate how to treat our patients? We must continue to be the torchbearer of advocacy on behalf of our members, and most importantly, on behalf of the oral health of our patients. We as professionals should be able to give our patients the best treatment they can have without allowing insurance companies or finances or other restrictive issues deviate on how you should treat a patient. I mean, we live in the strongest, most powerful, the best country in the world, and there's people out there that don't have any dental care, Art. So that's probably one
it's
of the...
Very sad.
Yes. On top of the list. Other issues, the practice modalities. There's a new practice modality out there. There's DSOs and other type of corporate dental offices. That's making
didn't it have that when you graduated from dental from Georgetown. Nope.
That's right. That's making it a little difficult for these private dentist modality that we used to have, kind of pushing off to the side. So these young dentists that are coming out, they're thinking, oh, I'm going to own my own practice. That's going to be a lot tougher for them.
I want to jump in for a second and make a couple of comments here, Doctor. Number one, it is so important. We talk about the challenges with insurance companies. The fact of the matter is that through all of the research that we've seen over the last 40 years that you and I have been involved in this profession, we know the links between periodontal disease and heart disease, liver disease, Alzheimer's, dementia, all these things. And doctors, I will be on this pulpit until they kick me off this pulpit, is that you are not people that fix teeth. You are about a better life, a better relationship, and total health of the entire body. I tell the story, Dr. Martinez, and you don't know this, is that a dentist probably almost 20 years ago diagnosed my sleep apnea and probably saved my life. And I credit it to that dentist. I mentioned his name, Dr. Scott Rice in Mission Viejo, California. He did that. He understood what was going on with me, and you know, it's worked out for me. And you know, that's the first issue as far as insurance goes. But it's really about building relationships with your patients and having them understand that it doesn't matter what the insurance says is covered or not covered. It matters of what is going to help your total oral health. And I had to jump in there and do that. But you're absolutely right. So you talked about insurance. What other challenges are you seeing?
Other challenges, like we just talked about, the plastic modalities. How about workforce shortages? Dental practices are having a hard time finding new staff.
Yes.
New dental assistants, dental hygienists, you know. And I know it's happening in all businesses and all professions, but it's really affecting us, Art. Dentists are really having a hard time. They're getting people to apply for a position in their office, and they get 50 applications, and then they try to interview them, and they don't show up. You know, so
That's a big yes. I hear that a lot. That amazes me. How do you make an appointment and not show? But that's another conversation for another day.
I agree. One of the other issues that we're having, especially with young dentists, are the difficult economic factors. You know, such as the cost of running a practice. You know, wow, did cost of supplies and just the general cost of running a practice go up after COVID?
Yeah,
a lot. Not just a little, quite a bit.
So this is where and you know, Doctor, you're fully aware of this, is that, you know, I always say that my life is a math problem. That's why they made me a CPA, right? So, you know, if your revenues are hampered because you are contractually obligated with an insurance company that you can only charge $850 for a crown, and your costs are not contractually obligated to be put on a ceiling, and they keep going up. I mean, you know, I was talking to an orthodontist who says, Art, I don't remember in 30 years when I paid more than $25 or $26 an hour for someone at the front desk. Now it's $35 or $40. I mean, it's just the way it is. So it's a math problem, and you know, you have to do something. And that's where working with your local dental society and your state component, you know, they just all the CE classes, we'll talk a little bit about CDA presents in a minute and stuff. Talk about maybe some advice. I mean, you've been a practicing dentist for 40 years. You've learned one or two things, I would think. And what advice would you give as far as, you know, running a practice today to the dentists that are the 27,000? I don't think they're all listening to this podcast. I would hope so, but and everybody else is listening.
Well, the biggest advice is, again, you know, you can't do it alone, Art. You can't do it alone, no matter how much you try. You know, again, reaching out to start off with your local dental societies, you know, try to find mentors. And you know what? I believe that the dental profession is one of the most generous professions around. You go up, you just mentioned a person that I put on a podium, Dr. Melnick. That guy, I met him when I first started, and he is like my number one mentor. You find a mentor like that. You find mentors. I would go to the dental society meetings, and when I was young, and if I had trouble doing a root canal, and I would talk to a specialist, and you would think the specialist would go, well, I'm not going to teach you how to do it because I want you to refer to me. No, I mean, the camaraderie that you have, like, you want to know about this, Dr. Martinez? Come to my office and I'll teach you how to do it. Like,
whether you refer to me or not. Absolutely. Right,
exactly. And then essentially you do start referring to them even more. So they know. So I think reaching out to creating those relationships with other dentists around you, because we're all dentists. We all have the same problems or similar problems. So you got to work as a team. And so I think the biggest advice that I could give to a new dentist is start reaching out, start going to CE courses and meet people. Start getting into leadership, at least to get a start to it. Because you know what, Art, every step that I took as far as the leadership ladder, I would learn something new. And actually, like I said, you know, I started my dental leadership road a little bit later in life. If I would have started earlier, I definitely would have ran my office differently. I definitely would have, you know, would have done things different. So start there, and you're going to learn a lot. There's so much to learn, Art. So I think that would be the best advice that I could give a new dentist.
I mean, just going to your local component meetings, most of them have 7 or 8 meetings in the evening where they have a really great CE speaker, and you just talk to your colleagues. And dentists are such incredibly, you know, giving and compassionate people. It's unbelievable. Now, I know CDA does a lot of member research. Anything that you found interesting from some of that member research that you can share with our audience?
Definitely. There's an interesting data from our latest research that CDA just did that really caught me off guard this year, Art. I was personally really saddened by our latest research, you know, that they did that a large percentage of members would not choose dentistry as their career if they were choosing careers again. Wasn't the dental career each year I would look up, you know, what would be the best profession and things like that. And every year, always at the top of the best job, best career in America was dentistry. So Art, what happened? You know, this really hurt my heart, you know, and this is just a recent research. The other question that was asked was, you know, how we feel about our profession and if CDA was heading in the right direction. You know, a high percentage of dentists stated they were not sure. That's sad. And we here in California have one of the highest membership percentages in the country. Our work to strengthen relationships and sense of the community among our members is so important to ensure dentists that have networks to support them in any way, you know, with the profession. But yeah, this was an alarming data that we just received.
Interesting. So I want to lead that into a couple more things. You know, I mean, I've had, like I say, I've had Michelle, I can think of her name, Michelle Coker, who I think is involved in HR, and Matthew Nelson, and Katie Fernelli's been on. And I know a lot of the things that you do. I mean, there are a lot of things that I continue to learn that you do that I didn't know that you do. So maybe come up with two or three things that CDA does that you wish everybody knew, but maybe they don't.
Okay. So what should our members be aware of that they don't know? Well, that the members have so many avenues to reach out to for help, I think. They have the ability to communicate their concerns and ask those pertinent questions. And I don't think they know that. You all have a practice to run. You have questions. At CDA, there's someone you can reach out to for help every day and get answers. You know, reaching out to your local dental society is a big start. CDA has so much to give. So I think I need to tell members, they have to be aware of that. There's just a phone call. You have somebody out there to help you.
They also have, companies that are affiliated with CDA and, you know, like, for example, in HR, like I say, Michelle Coker, she's an HR specialist, and that's a practice consultant. So, there's a lot of things that CDA does.
And you know what? I was going to bring that up. You know, the resources that CDA has. You know, I wish more people would utilize these resources. There's online resources. There's that, again, going back to TDA insurance products for not just a professional liability insurance, but they have workman's comp, life insurance, long-term care insurance, office and property insurance. You know, in my experience, I had to use TDIC insurance when our office was flooded from a major leak. It was a leak, right. It was a flood that came from next door. TDIC is a dentist-owned insurance company. They were exceptional and catered and worked around my schedule and practice. You know, again, you know, we talked about these devastating fires, you know, where we sent adjusters out immediately. There's so much information out there. You asked me, you know, what should they be aware of? I think the third thing, if I'm on number three, is I want our members to be aware of that it's difficult. We have a difficult time, you know, communicating with you. Let us know how we can make you aware. I mean, that's what I want them to be aware of. Our communication art has never been greater. We send out information constantly, updates of what is happening in our profession. In addition, our executive director, Peter Dubois, sends out a load of information on what's going on currently every month. We are communicating more than ever to our members, but we rely on our members reading the communication.
Right. Please read what I send you.
Right. And we know that doesn't really, you know, happen. We all wake up every morning. I'm sure you do, Art. You know, I do. We open up our emails and texts. What do we do? Delete, delete, you know, delete. So I guess I need from our members to start reading what we send out and to let us know the best way to communicate with you, so you can take advantage of, you know, what's being offered by CDA or our society.
One of the best things that CDA offers is CDA Presents.
Right.
So I know that it's still probably one of the biggest, if not the biggest, convention in the country. I've been honored to speak pretty much every year at the CDA convention. I speak either when CDA invites me, they say you can't speak every year because we got to switch it up a little bit, or with Bank of America, I speak with them and stuff. So, but I mean, the clinical courses and the clinical speakers that come to Anaheim every May are pretty amazing, aren't they?
Very amazing. And here, now that you mentioned CDA Presents, you know, yes, we are one of the largest, conferences that there is in a nation, but that is a huge benefit of being a California Dental Association. You know, I learned that, you know, the other conferences, and that's all over, whether it's a Washington conference, whether it's New York, whether it's Chicago, the conferences, you know that they charge you to go to the conference. As a CDA member, you are allowed to go to that conference for free. And there's a lot of courses that are free. Yes, there's some hands-on courses that, you know, they have to charge something for it. But the other conferences they charge for you to go, and they charge for every single CE credit that you get. So some of these states that say, oh, well, you Californians have a higher dues than anybody else. If you calculate that they charge $250 to $350 for you to attend a conference, like, and we go on for free, what a benefit.
It all evens out. Well, and the other thing, doctors, when you go, and I think it's May 15th to the 17th, if I remember correctly, right, this year. And when you go to the conference, there is a very large booth right in the middle, which is CDA's booth. And it is always staffed. And by the way, if I sound, folks, like I'm promoting CDA and I'm promoting organized dentistry, I'm guilty as charged. Sorry, it's my podcast, right?
Thank you,
but
Art.
The fact of the matter is that there's always 5, 6, 7, 8 people in the booth at CDA. And I would encourage all of you to take, you're going to get to look at enough impression material while you're there, right? Take 5 or 6 or 7, minutes, or maybe 10 minutes even, go to the booth and just grab one of the members and say, I've been paying dues for 15 years. Do you guys have a list of what you do? Can you help me in these areas that I'm challenged with? And I will bet you that they will spend as much time with you as you want, and they'll go through all the member benefits of being part of CDA. And then, you just walk around the booths and do what you're going to do. But visit, we encourage the doctors to visit the CDA and the TDIC booths and to talk to them about what's available, right?
Right. And it's for free, Art. Is that a better price?
I love that. Free is my favorite price.
It's one of your benefits. So why doesn't every member take advantage of it? That convention center should be packed and crowded, because there's so much information there that could help you, in your profession. So that's great.
Every year, what I do is with the new members of our CPA firm and with other people that are, I actually have, I'm thrilled to say a young woman who's a friend of one of my one of my sons, and she, when he told her that my dad's a CPA for dentists, she says, I'm going to go to hygiene school. And I said, great. So now what we do is we do what's called Camp Wiederman, Dr. Martinez, is on Thursday mornings, first thing, when it's not as crowded, because we have a booth. And by the way, we do have a booth at CDA. Please come by and see me if you listen to the podcast. I don't have my booth number yet, but I'll get that out to you before the convention. And I do Camp Wiederman, where I literally walk new people who are new to the profession from our CPA firm and others that I'm familiar with. And I walk them around. I go, okay, so that is a CEREC machine. That's what it does. Here, would you, Henry Schein, rep, please tell us what the, tell my friends here what they do. It's just so cool to learn. I mean, the technology. I remember I tell this story on the podcast too. The first intraoral camera that ever came out in the United States was introduced at the CDA in 1989. It was manufactured by Fuji. It was probably the size of half of your office, Dr. Martinez. It was huge. And it was $39,000. Think about that. That's 36 years ago. And now an intraoral camera is $2,000 to $3,000 and you hold it in your between your two fingers. So the profession has absolutely changed. It is just so, you know, we've kind of come to the end of our time. Anything else you want to tell our listeners about organized dentistry, the advantages, maybe something we haven't mentioned yet?
No, I think I should close with something that, you know, just life itself, this has been fantastic interview. And I think I would like to end it with the phrase that I used in my installation speech this year, Art, and I wrote this out, that everybody enjoyed and were complimentary, you know, that I learned from my parents. And I have passed it on to my kids, and I think you've done the same thing. And my parents would say, of course, in Spanish, si se puede. And there's a first grade book that my wife would read to her first graders on each first day of school as a teacher for over 35 years, bless her heart. You remember the book, The Little Engine That Could?
Of course.
Si se puede. Yes, you can. Always remember, in our profession, in any profession, you know, life is a gift. We should celebrate it every day. You know, we need to end with something positive, you know, appreciate it. And mostly art, like you just mentioned, give back. You know, that's when you know you're successful, when you start giving back. Because there's people that makes millions and billions, become billionaires, and they're not happy. You know, when you get to the point that no matter how much you've made and you're giving back, you've made it. So live each day with passion. And, you know, I sit here in front of you, Art, my mentor, living my dreams. So let the future of our profession fulfill their dreams. Because, you know, Art, si se puede. Yes, you can.
Si se puede. I will. I took ninth grade Spanish. I should know that. But there you go. But I just spent Dr. Martinez last weekend. I was in Asheville, North Carolina, and I was working with a wonderful charity. And it is with a good friend of mine from the East Coast, from a dental CPA group. And we were helping to restore a house that was destroyed from Hurricane Helena. Helene, I guess it was, 5 months ago. And I mean, giving back is so, so important. You've done so much of that in your life. And I want to, you know, God bless you and thank you for everything you've done, for your patients, for your family, for organized dentistry, for all the people listening here. I mean, I don't realize how much time and effort. It's not a, you know, I mean, Dr. Martinez has a full-time job as a dentist. And on top of that, he's president of CDA. And it's a lot of work, but I'm sure Dr. Martinez, it's a labor of love.
It is. You know, whatever I give, I get tenfold back, Art, and that's what you do. Any little thing that you give, you get 10 to 100 times fold back, and I've been blessed.
Well, if you are at the CDA convention, folks, I am pretty sure Dr. Martinez will be there, probably. Definitely. All 3 days, I would think. Ask somebody at the booth, look him up. If you haven't met him, you should meet him, because he is just one of the nicest people you're ever going to meet. And we need more people like Dr. Martinez in dentistry. Doctor, if you would hang with me while I take the podcast out, make a couple of final announcements. And then we'll talk a little on the other side. Everyone, I hope this was helpful information. Please, if you can get involved in organized dentistry. It's your profession. Nobody's going to do it for you. It takes a village. There's 200,000 dentists in the United States, and it takes a village to get things done. And work with your local organization, your component, local dental society. Work with your state society. Get involved in AGD. Get involved if you're a specialist in AAO or AAP or all the great organizations that are out there, because it's all for you. If you are looking for a dental CPA, please reach out to me, 657-279-3243 or A. Wiederman, that's A-W-I-E-D-E-R-M-A-N at Ide Bailey, E-I-D-E-B-A-I-L-L-Y.com. I will be at the CDA convention. Again, I don't have, they haven't assigned us a booth number yet, I don't believe, but I will be there under Ide Bailey and Wiederman Madurowitz. And look me up. I'm speaking on Friday between 11 and 1:30 with the nice folks from Bank of America on some transition issues. Please come and see us at CDA. Come to the convention. Please send me an email at the email I just gave out if you would like to be an attendee at our wonderful Business of Dentistry webinar, which is sponsored by our local dental societies, Harbor, Orange County, and San Gabriel Valley, but anybody can attend, as well as backed by CDA. April 23rd with Dr. Sherilyn Sheets and Ben Tuinay. I will be moderating. I'll do something that's very hard for me. I will be on a two-hour webinar, and I'm going to say very little. It's going to be hard for me, but I can do it. Please attend those, and we'll keep you posted on the other ones. And other than that, just everybody, thank you for the honor and privilege of listening. We were recently named one of the top 40 podcasts on one of the organizations that monitor that. Really appreciate the thousands of people that listen all over the country. We get emails. I get people come up to me at my lectures and conventions, say, I listen to your podcast. And it's an honor and a privilege. We're in our seventh year now of doing this podcast. It's been 6+ years and we're in year number 7. And we got a lot of great podcasts coming up. And with that, thank you, Dr. Max Martinez, president of the California Dental Association, for taking some of your valuable time and for wonderful information for our listeners. With that said, folks, I will bid you adieu for today. So we got some Spanish from Dr. Martinez and we got some French from me. Bid you adieu. And with that, I am Art Wiederman for the Art of Dental Finance and Management podcast with Art Wiederman, CPA. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to today's episode of the Art of Dental Finance and Management podcast. Be sure to subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts so you never miss an episode. The Art of Dental Finance and Management podcast is produced by Ide Bailey in partnership with Art Wiederman, CPA, Decisions in Dentistry Magazine, and the Academy of Dental CPAs. For audience questions and feedback, email Art Wiederman, awiederman at idebailey.com. That's A-W-I-E-D-E-R-M-A-N at E-I-D-E-B-A-I-L-L-Y.com. Or you may call Art at 657-279-3243.